Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we go there boldly and willingly, and sometimes we limp into those places, but Jack, we go there. This hour, we are going to talk about the continuing, albeit quieting, controversies, not just around Rush Limbaugh, but the larger question of birth control and what it means. Because if you really want to get down to the brass tacks of the whole Limbaugh controversy, personalities aside, you're talking about why women take birth control and what the interpretations are. Oh, you take birth control? You take birth? That's fine. And then what society may think, or what individuals may think, what the woman herself thinks, and then what is the interpretation of that? And is that something we pay for? You know, is that something that society is comfortable paying for? Now, if insurance covers Viagra, I got a real problem not giving women insurance money for birth control. I just got a super, super big problem not provide. That's just my personal opinion. Okay, I don't want to get anybody mad at me, but. If you're giving guys Viagra, you know, insurance is paying for Viagra, and we're not talking. I don't think, does it discriminate between married men or single men? It doesn't really make any difference, because even if you're subscribing, or if you're prescribing, I should say, Viagra to a married man, you know as well as I do, you're not, the doctor is not sitting there saying, well, I'm going to give you a prescription, and the insurance company will pay for this so that you can achieve functionality. So that you can have all kinds of babies, right? That's why. Now, don't lie to me, Charlie. And that's, I think, how silly that gets. Vernon Dozier is an educator. He's a high school educator. And it's taken its course, I should say, this topic into our schools. And Vernon, you are a current events, social studies teacher at your school, as well as the athletic football coach and basketball coach. So you've been talking to your students about this very topic, and we're very happy to have you with us. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on your program.
Coach Dozier, the seniors and juniors that you talk to in your social studies and in your health classes about this topic, how do you approach this?
Well, we approached it from the standpoint of the Rush Limbaugh controversy. In other words, we said, I'm sure you've seen or heard the news concerning popular commentator Rush Limbaugh and a name that he called a young woman who was testifying in front of the United States Congress. Now, as a teacher, I want to make sure that my students get all the information they can, but I can't divorce myself from the reality that I do have opinions. That my opinion counts. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying to a class of students, I'd like to give you my opinion about this, and I'd like you to just listen to it. I'm not going to necessarily give you a test on it, but I'd like you to sit there as young men and women and just shut your mouths for a few minutes and listen to me while I tell you what's up with this, because here's why I say that, Phil.
You're not telling them to shut their mouths, are you?
Well, it depends on the day, to be honest with you. But you are dealing with young, underage kids, and they do get rambunctious. So you do sometimes you have to tell them to just shut their mouths or, just be quiet. But the reason why I say that is because of this. It seems logically to me that if a woman takes birth control, she does not want to have a baby. Now, if she is a single mother, or if she is a single woman, doesn't necessarily have to be a mother, but if she's a single woman and she's taking birth control, she does not want to have a baby because she's going to be having sex with men she's not married to. If she's a married woman and she uses birth control, she still doesn't want to have a baby. She wants to have sex. Just to have sex. All right. Does that make her a slut? The technical definition, I think, of a slut, if you not necessarily go to Webster's, but if you go to what I call the Common Sense Dictionary, and that is in the Common Sense Dictionary is I think, right next to the dictionary on how to treat your fellow man, the Golden Rule Dictionary, And the Common Sense Dictionary tells you that a slut is someone that likes to, you know, enjoys doing, you know, doing sex every time, you know, all, a lot of times. And that, to me, is an indication of a slut. Now, here's what happened.
So that's your opinion that you expressed to the kids?
Well, I said, if you're a female and your body is constructed so that you have babies. Men don't have babies. Women have babies. So if you are having, if you need to have it, sex, even though you're going to have baby, so then you're going to go take some birth control, boy, you really got to have it. So my feeling is that does mean either slut, or it means slut, slut-like, or sluttish, however you want to put it. I went to all of the girls in my class, and I asked them one at a time, what was their definition of a slut? I said, this is before I told them what I thought. I said, I went to every girl in my class.
And well, how many kids are in your class?
In the social studies class, we've got 20. And it's 9 boys and 11 girls.
So you went to 11 girls?
We went to 11 girls. And I said, now, what's a slut? What's a slut? What's a slut? And then not one of these girls, and I got a little irritated, and I did speak to one of our counselors after about it, but I kept telling these girls, I said, what is a slut? You know, when you lean on someone's desk and you look at a kid in the eye and you know she knows what you're talking about, and you look at her and you say, will you tell me, please, what, you know, I'm just remembering this one girl, her name is Heidi. I said, would you just, what, it's a slut. I mean, I lost my temper a little bit, and I shouldn't have.
And well, that sounds to me like you're getting hypertense.
No, I'm not getting hypertense. I just, when you asked her, I said, do you know what I mean by a slut? Miss Juniper is her last name. I don't want to, these are young, underage kids, so I don't want to say what their names are, but, you know, I said to her, would you please tell me, over and over, and she wouldn't do it. And I finally, I remember saying, just, would you please, in the name of Jesus H. Christ, tell me what a slut is, and that's when I went over the line. I got a call on that the next day, and I got a call from some of the other parents, from the administrators, saying the parents had called, and they were upset because I'd asked this question. Well, guess what, Phil? The girls whose mothers are single were particularly angry with me asking what a slut is, and I knew what that meant. They're single women. They're taking birth control. They're having sex with men that are not their husbands, and so naturally they're going to be hypersensitive about me asking that question. And I thought it was personally insulting because two of them had turned down dates with me when I was single. I had been not single, but I had been separated.
All right, no, hold on for a minute. I want to get up to speed here. This girl that I want to get back to the girl in class that you were asking this question of, and it sounded to me like you were getting really angry with her.
I lost my temper at one point, and I used the phrase Jesus H. Christ, and I should not have said that. And I apologized, and but I you have to understand my frustration. I said to this girl, I said, you better. I know you know what a slut is because I know this girl's mother. Her mother's a single woman. She's a single mother. I know her mother.
Okay, you know her mother and what?
I know her mother, and I know her mother has sexual relations with men that are not, obviously her mother's single. She's not, the husband and her are divorced.
You mentioned having asked one of the mothers out on a date.
I had asked two of the mothers out on a date.
Was this mother one of them?
That is, that's affirmative, but, Phil, it's not germane to what I'm talking about because I wanted to get the answer from these kids. Everybody wants Rush Limbaugh's hide. Is what he's saying true or not? That's all I wanted to know.
So was Rush Limbaugh right in saying that a woman that takes birth control who is not married, or a woman that takes birth control to obviously have sex and avoid having babies, does this make them sluts. That is wantonly craving sex.
That is exactly correct.
And you feel that the question is valid?
I feel the question is valid, and what I think is unfair is that I was called on the carpet because of my temper, and they never did get around to, well, was Coach Dozier asking a valid question. Instead, I got shot down because I said to this one kid, would you please say, answer the question, because I'm thinking, answer the question. I know your mother is.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You know, I can't even go with that answer, but I don't want to engage the coach yet with my opinion. We'll ask you yours, 877-876-PHIL. Taking birth control, does that automatically make you a slut? And, of course, is it an appropriate question to ask high school females? And is it an appropriate question to ask particularly of a high school female whose mother is a single mother, who is dating, and so on and so forth? So there's a lot of stuff going on with this question. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Coach Dozier is the varsity football coach. He's also the social studies teacher, as well as the health and science teacher for the senior and junior classes there. You're also the senior and junior class advisor coach, is my understanding?
That is correct. Started this year, Phil.
Well, congratulations on that. And I know that the stadium, after another divisional title for the football team has been named in your honor, and that's got to be something for you, huh?
It is, Phil. It's 27 years here at Belmar, and I've been very blessed.
We're talking about the health and science class that you teach. There are 11 girls in your class. You went to each one and asked them about what they thought a slut was. Some of those girls are the mothers. Their mothers are single. And you were talking to this one girl about her own mother. Was she a slut? Did she take... I wanted to ask you, your concern over this word slut and what it means in relation to birth control, was this all about the Limbaugh story?
Yes, sir, it was about Limbaugh. Look, Phil, this doesn't make me some kind of a freak of nature because I...
No, I'm not saying that it does. I just wanted to make sure because... You were getting very hypertense about this one girl. She didn't. You asked her, "What is a slut?"
I got hypertense about her because I know her mother, and look, her mother has the perfect right. When I was separated from Tiffany, I had asked I asked a lot of women out, and I asked out one of these, and she said no. And okay, that's fine if she thinks she's God's gift to. In any event, I said, that's fine. But when I asked her daughter, I said, what do you think a slut is? And the little girl sat there staring at me with that kind of half smile. I don't know if you've ever seen I'm a big, big fan of these chow chow dogs, if you've ever seen a chow dog. Well, they have like almost a smile. And it's a smile that it's almost like the dog is looking at you like you're dumber than he is. And before I got to know dogs as a young man, before I understood dogs, I used to kick chows right in the face, right in the head, because I thought they were smiling at me. You know, I didn't know any better. I was a kid. But she got this look on her face.
Yeah, no, I know that, and you used this profanity.
It was not profanity.
Well, yes, it was. It was profanity. It was taking the Lord's name. Isn't that profanity? And
oh, yeah, you're right. Yes, sir.
And okay, and that was the tension that you were talking about that eventually... you were called on the carpet for.
I was called on the carpet for using that, but I wanted to say this. Her mother, I know her mother, and her mother is having sex, uses birth control, and has sex, has lots of it. And I don't want one. I won't tell you how I know.
All right, I don't think that that's appropriate for our radio show either.
I didn't use anybody's name. I didn't use anybody's name. Check your law book, Mr. Henry. I didn't use anybody's name.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is Janine on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Janine. Janine, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this guy, he sounds really insecure about his health, and it just seems that he has a lot of anger towards single women, period. And how does he really know for sure if this woman was on birth control? I mean, did he stalk her? Did he go in her house and look in her medicine cabinet? I mean, like, he's... And
well,
then kicking dogs in the face? This man is, like, sick, and I don't think that his... that him approaching his students was appropriate either.
Ma'am, if I could say, Phil.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, no, I did not stalk anybody. I'm asking my students a question based upon a current event story, which had to do with Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host. And the question was, what do you think a slut is? And I asked my girl students, because obviously this affects them, it impacts them more directly. Well, none of them could really answer the question, but when I got around to the four girls whose mothers I know are single, and then I got to this young girl whose mother I know, and you asked me, what was your question? How do I know what?
How do you know she's on birth control?
Let's just put it this way. If it crawls through the grass and it's, you know, and it looks like a snake, it is, okay?
That'll make no sense. You're not making
what does that
sense.
Mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
Excuse me? What does it mean? It means this. If it walks like a... What's the phrase? If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck.
Well, what does that mean? So what are you saying about this girl's mom?
This woman is seen at every bar in Glendale.
But how does
with a different guy. What's that, ma'am?
How is that telling you that she's on birth control? That doesn't tell you anything about being on birth control, and I mean, that just, you're not making any sense. I think
the woman has been,
this woman rejected you.
Ma'am, it's got nothing to do with it. The woman for years has had a reputation of crawling every one of these... bars.
You know, we're talking about someone's mom here. We're talking about a woman. You think there's anybody in your school that's going to recognize who she is?
Mr. Henry, you asked me a question. I'm trying to answer you. She's got a reputation, and this girl's asked me, how do I know she's on... Well, if she's not on birth control,
if she has a reputation, why were you trying to date her?
Well, ma'am, three guesses, okay? Does that make me a bad guy?
Yes.
All I'm trying to...
Oh, God. I mean, it makes it a little unseemly. You're a high school teacher.
You people are really interesting, and this is what I don't like about the liberal media. I come on the program to answer questions, and now all of us...
liberal media, really.
Is that right? Within 30 minutes, you and Mr. Henry now have me standing here in front of the world like some kind of a... Excuse my language, because the kids talk this way now.
We're holding you accountable for what you say. That's it, and that's all. You're the one that put yourself on this talk show. That's it.
No, I'm on the talk show because I have expertise in areas having to do with education and current events. You two have put
me
in front of the world like the all-time...
Being rejected by
yes.
over 100 women does not make you an expert.
Excuse me, ma'am. When did I ever say I'd been rejected? I'm a married man.
You were rejected by two women from
yes.
the parents of the students at your school. I mean, Phil, am I wrong?
One of them.
Well, you did. No, you said that. But I didn't hear him say 100, Janine. That's all. I think.
I didn't say 100.
No, you didn't say 100. But
in my life, I've never been rejected by 100 women in my whole life. Okay. So,
all right. Let's not talk about your dating. I'm not interested in that.
Well, that's what this lady's talking about.
No, what we're interested in is the fact. Here's the question: are you not emotionally motivated by the fact that this woman rejected you, wanting to know what a slut is, bearing in on this woman's daughter, talking about what a slut is, slut, 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 all this stuff? You lost your temper. You admitted that you did. How do you know that you weren't losing your temper because this girl's mom wouldn't go out with you?
This is what I mean. You two, the liberal media, takes me, sticks me in front of the whole world like I'm a first-rate, USDA-inspected prime douchebag. And the reason for that is I won't answer your questions. And
well, don't you think that that's what motivated it? It's your anger.
She's out with every... I asked her out. She said no. Okay, fine. I don't care.
Yes,
I don't,
you
know.
Yes, you
no.
do.
Do I really? Do I want gonorrhea? No,
obviously
I do not.
Obviously you That's care a... because you're angry. This has nothing to do with the reward or rushing.
You know, I don't know you. I don't know you, ma'am, but I hate you very much. And the reason why...
All right, hold on. I got to take a break here. Janine, thank you for your call. Thank you. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Vernon Dozier here on What a Slut Is.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. And Vernon is joining us here from Belmar tonight because we're talking about his social sciences class, as well as social studies class, I should say, as well as his health and science class and the discussion therein on birth control and the whole definition of the word slut. You know, Vernon, I've known you for a lot of years, and the reason why I had you on the show is you're an educator, and you do a health and science class. You teach a health and science class, as well as a social events class or a current events class. So the two things come together. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. You didn't say it very elegantly there, Phil. You had a difficult time spitting it out. Yes, but you're right. I'm very well versed in what we call social studies, as well as health and science. And you're right again when you say that these two topics do come together. On the one hand, you have Rush Limbaugh, who asked a very good question, and that is, well, okay, you may not like me. My name may be Rush Limbaugh, and you might think that I'm, you know, the Antichrist or whatever people think about Rush Limbaugh. I don't know, and I don't care. But he did ask a good question. Don't you think a woman's a slut if she's taking birth control like it's cotton candy, or however you want to say it,
Well, wait, like cotton candy, you mean?
I mean, like popping pills like it's candy, you know?
No, I know what you mean by that, but there's a very specific protocol for birth control.
You know, Phil, I know there's a specific protocol. You know as well as I do, especially the young girl, and let me tell you something. You have your callers tonight, and they don't like what I'm saying, but I got my you-know-what fried, and I mean fried third degree, by the administration, by the board, and by the PTO at Belmar Academy. So I've already had my hind end. I mean, cooked. I mean, it's like if I sat down in red hot charcoal briquettes. That's what happened to me. I don't know, how was your day, Phil? Because that's what happened to me.
All right. So, and what, did you learn anything?
What is that supposed to mean? Did I learn anything?
Did you, if they call you on the carpet and say you grilled that girl, you interrogated that girl, you asked her this hard question about what's a slut, what's a slut, what's a slut, and your mother's a slut. I mean, you know.
I didn't say that her mother was a slut. I said, you know full well, you know, and I said, Jeannie, you know full well that your mother and.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to some phone calls hanging on here. We got Chad. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Vernon Dozier.
All right. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I was going to make a comment to this guy talking about how his perception of all girls taking birth control automatically classifies them as a slut. That is so simple-minded, I cannot even begin to elaborate on
why is she taking birth control then? If she's taking birth control,
taking precautionary measures, she doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all take it in the morning and plan on screwing everybody from her house, school, or work.
If you're single, then what are you doing?
So when that time arrives, she's prepared.
That's a female. That's a female, and you know as well as I do that the female is going to draw the man in for the purposes of sex. Because the female puts out the sexual signal. Now she's popped her birth control. So the man is naturally going to be drawn in by the sex signal that's being put out.
A man.
Only he don't know.
Because a man's going to go out after it anyway.
What's that?
So I said a man doesn't have to be drawn in. He's going to go after it anyway.
Yeah, I know, but he's going to be drawn. No, I know that, but he's going to be drawn in by the female that's put out the sex signal, and he won't know that she took birth control. He thinks he's drawn in by the natural sex signal. And
what is this natural sex signal? I don't know. What do you mean?
There, if you know anything about health and science, Mr. Henry,
genetic makeup to seek out a partner.
What?
We're all creatures.
I
we
can't
all
hear
look
you, man.
I say we all.
I know we all, but for me, but we don't go out. You don't see butterflies. Excuse me for saying. Do you see butterflies banging everything that moves? No.
And not all girls taking birth control go out banging everything that moves.
Well, excuse me. Just help me out here. What is an unmarried girl doing? What's an unmarried girl doing? Taking birth control. That's number one. And then her mother. I happen to know her. I know 3, 4, 5 women who are single mothers, who are mothers of girls in our class, and they, not a one of them, would say yes to me for a cup of coffee, which that...
You know, you keep bringing that up, and that just lends credence...
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you know, you are saying that. That lends credence to what that girl said when she called and said that you're angry because these women turned you down.
No, I did not say that, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you did. You keep bringing this up. You know, I asked them all out, and they all told me no. Okay, and what is this sex signal thing you're talking about?
You don't know about that.
No, I don't. What is that?
Excuse me, you've never heard of the Fernarin? It's the smell. A woman puts off the Fernanome or something, but it's called the... It's the smell.
The pheromones.
Yeah, pheromone.
Pheromone. No, I think both of you... That was a pretty good stab at it, though, Chad. You got closer than Vernon. Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
Can I say something, Phil? This is what you sounded like just now.
That was a pretty good stab at it, Chad.
See, when you try to suck up to your callers...
Wait. What did you just do?
I was making fun of you like you've been making fun of me.
What? You mocked my voice? All I said was that was a pretty good stab at it, Chad.
No, but that was you sucking up to your callers, trying to get your callers more and more and more and more on your side. And trying to make them more and more be against me. Now, I want to tell you something.
Okay, Vernon.
Hold on. I want to tell you something. I'm a teacher of a high school class. And I try my very best. And I do my very best. And when Tiffany and I separated... And I knew that she was not going to come back.
You know, you need to calm down.
I'm simply saying to you, when I asked that woman out, I didn't ask her out so that we could screw like a couple of rabbits. All I wanted to do was take her out for a drink. A drink. That's what it's called. You've heard of it. It's called a drink. I, at that point, Phil, I didn't care. It could have been, she could have ordered a punch, a Hawaiian pooch. She could have ordered not a hot dog, but a...
I know what you're saying. A non-alcoholic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, that's fine, and I'm really sorry about your separation, and everything's good, you know. I'm not angry at you for that. I just don't know what any of this has to do with you teaching your class... about health, science, and the definition of slut relative to birth control. Let's go to Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Mark, go ahead, sir.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin. I really don't. This guy sounds so sexist and ignorant, yet he's a paid professional. He's teaching children. He's teaching our future. And he doesn't know how to pronounce
No, listen to the caller.
I'm sorry, you have pheromones. You're right.
Pheromones?
I was having a hard time finding the word.
Yeah, you're getting flustered over your own step in the crap.
if the caller can tell me how I stepped in the crap, I'd love for him to tell me, because I believe that I've been
hurt. You said it yourself. You were brought out on the carpet. You were talked to by everybody in the school about your mistake using the Lord's name in vain. I'm not highly religious, but I know that that's offensive, so I wouldn't say that. In fact, the term slut is offensive to most. I wouldn't say that as a teacher. However,
well, I used the term, sir, because it was in the news. It was in the news, so I used the term.
My teachers use the term, too. I'm just saying, me personally, I wouldn't as a teacher. However,
you have to. If it's part of the news, you have to use it.
Okay, that you're right. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, great. So I get blown off, and this guy gets to make his speech.
You made your point, Vernon. I want to hear what my caller has to say.
Wow, that kind of threw me off. As far as women using birth control, there's a lot of different reasons. One of the things you have to look at in high school kids is their perception of the world is that it's a pretty bleak and dismal place to be. A lot of them turn to drugs. Escapism runs rampant. Sex is the last free legal high, and so yeah. There are a lot of men and women that are slutty. I've got more than 20 condoms in my apartment. Does that make me a slut?
Yeah, you got 20 condoms. Well, you got 20 condoms. So what are you going to do? You're going to go out and use those on a woman? Is that right?
No, I don't plan on.
Does that make you a slut?
They're here in case something happens.
What do you mean in case something? In case a woman just walks in and says, "Will you please have sex with me?" Are you nuts?
Yeah, particularly one woman, my ex and future wife.
I see, it's your ex and future wife. So if she comes in and says, "Have sex with me," oh, shoot, you better have sex with her. Now, Mr. Henry, on TV right now is this woman, Erin Burnett, and she has a thing that says, "Becoming China's Bitch." This Erin, you know who Erin Burnett is?
Yeah.
And she's got a headline, "Becoming China's Bitch." Now, here's a woman who's now using a colloquial phrase used by a lot of people, but she's a female, and she is basically using a prison term that America is going to be China's bitch economically. And this is Erin Burnett, who's got the look of slut all over her. What do you say to that?
Oh, boy.
What does old boy mean?
I mean, just as this gentleman said, I don't know where to begin. She's got the look of slut all over her.
She's using a headline that says, "Becoming China's bitch."
Like?
Turn on CNN and take a look at Erin Burnett. There you go. You want to know what I would put her face, and look at this, "Becoming China's bitch." So America is becoming China's bitch, according to Erin Burnett, who's about as, she's got slut carved up.
Wow.
You're crazy. That's like walking down the street and saying, "Oh, well, she looks like a Christian, and she looks like a..."
No, totally different.
I mean, you can't just...
No,
look at
you can say that. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people look like... I've seen a lot of people look like vegans. Skinny guys with their hair in the dreadlock, the filthy dreadlock, and they're skinny, and their girlfriends don't shave their legs. That guy's a vegan.
Or a heroin.
All right, fine. All right, thanks very much, sir, for your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know where to begin with you, Vernon, because Erin Burnett is a slut, huh?
She's got a head. It says, "Becoming China's bitch." She's using a prison yard term. You know, I got to tell you, man, the hypocrisy, it just makes me want to, I want to heave everything I've ever eaten in my life. I want to heave it up.
877-876-PHIL. I see what it... Did you put it over on the CNN, bud? "Becoming China's bitch." Whatever. It's CNN, man. They're the most inelegant. They are... CNN is a faux intellectuals retreat. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. What is a slut? We've got Vernon Dozier on the line, who was called on the carpet for singling out one young girl's mother, who's a single mother. Her use of birth control and what that meant. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Pull that out. I thought I was going to throw up.
Hold on. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Vernon Dozier with us here as we talk about the definition of slut. What was this Vanity Fair?
I forget which magazine it was, but it was one of the recent ones, and I saw a woman on the cover, one of the celebrities, and she's pregnant, and she's naked and pregnant on the cover now. Phil, believe me when I tell you I've been married, and I've got two grown children. I've got an adult daughter and an adult son. I've seen my wife, my first wife, pregnant. And she is very beautiful to me. But that's to me. I know I'm not so egotistical as to think that my wife, pregnant, is attractive to every man or woman out there. And quite frankly, sometimes when a woman's pregnant, blood vessels are broken and all kinds of things. I don't even want to get into it, okay?
All right, so what the point is what?
Why do I have to look at it on a magazine? Why did that? Why? I don't know who told Demi Moore or whoever this one. I think I saw this one. Who's that old lady? They got an old woman on the cover of New York Magazine that I think is an assault on the senses. It's an assault on the nervous system. And
I'm sorry, I don't know this.
You know, Mr. Henry, you don't know a lot of. Every time I mention something.
I don't know the magazine you're talking about.
I'm talking, sir, about New York Magazine. There's an old lady that's pregnant on the cover. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
It is an assault on the nervous system. When I saw it, I remarked to my wife. I said, do you remember? And she's too young to remember, but I said, when the Exorcist came out, the first time that the young girl in the film, Linda Blair, the actress, the first time her character's head turned 360 degrees, it was a frightening moment in the theater. Everyone screamed. And I am telling you now, as God is my witness, that when I looked at that old woman, nude and pregnant, it was Blair's head. That's all I saw going all the way around, or whatever the woman, Blair. And then when she took the, you know, she took the crucifix and went, let Jesus blank blank.
You know,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And you got to have some kind of a problem, man, to see a pregnant woman on the cover of Vanity Fair and immediately remember the Linda Blair character in The Exorcist with the crucifix saying, let Jesus blank blank.
I've got the problem. Brother, that you just knocked it out of the... I've got the problem.
Yeah, you've got the problem, man. You have got the problem. 877-876-PHIL. Let me take another phone call here. Wow. Here is Bud. Go ahead, Bud. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I drive trucks. I woke up. I've been listening to this program for about 35 or 40 minutes. And I still have yet to determine what his stated purpose of using classroom time is when he goes eyeball to eyeball with these teenage, well-developed girls, wondering how close he got his eyes to them. Can you imagine the level of education these kids are getting? I mean, the guy's
well,
40 minutes, he still hasn't gotten to his point. What's the point of the classroom discussion?
The point was this, sir. It was a good question that Rush Limbaugh asked. What is a slut? What is a slut?
What are you doing trying to defend Rush Limbaugh to these kids? The second thing I want to say, and then I'm going to get off and listen to your comments. I'm convinced, Vernon, you're a very dangerous threat to the security of these girls teaching. And I think you need to be monitored very closely.
And that is an absolute slander.
Before you get out of control. You are a dangerous man.
You have slandered me.
You want to? I'm touching a tender spot with you.
I'll bet you're touching a tender spot.
What?
Yeah, I'll bet you're touching a tender spot.
You're dangerous.
Is that what you're doing now?
In the classroom,
sir. You have slandered a 35-year teaching professional, and you talking about touching your whatever?
No, he didn't say that. He said touching a tender spot.
You're a very
dangerous man, Vernon.
You're a very
dangerous? How am I dangerous when I bring up a topical? This is a topic that was in the news that my seniors are old enough to discuss this because this was in the news, and I asked them, all right, Rush Limbaugh, a very prominent commentator in American society, says that you're a slut if you use birth control. Can you define slut? I didn't ask them what their opinion of his comment was.
You
then I went directly.
You've been 35 or 40 minutes trying to get to the point. You still haven't gotten to the point. I'm very sorry for the quality of education these kids are getting. And, Phil, thank you for the show.
The point that I was making... Okay, see, he hung up. No guts.
No, he was waiting for 35 minutes.
The point that I was making... And then I'll hang up and... No. I'm not.
You gonna hang up and listen?
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you were gonna say.
I didn't say that. Yes, okay. All right. So I'm tired. So I'm sick and tired and sick to death of you and your callers. How's that feel? Is that a good fit?
You're sick to death of me and my callers.
Yeah. That's right. I'm sick to death of you, your callers, and my point is simply this. How is it that a woman can take birth control as a single mother? She's in every bar in town on Friday night, and when I asked her out for a drink, for lunch, she looked at me and laughed. She laughed.
Uh-huh.
Well, what does that mean, uh-huh? You know, Phil, there's an old saying, what's the definition of a bitch? Well, I can't say the word.
I know the joke. It's
not a joke. It hits too close to home for me.
It's the, she'll sleep with everyone but you.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's where you, so you know it.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's what she is. Now, the other point about this guy that called up, I'm a truck driver. Did you hear him? If he's a truck driver, my name is Darren Duck?
I don't know. What duck are you talking about?
What duck am I? What's the cartoon duck?
Donald.
No.
Daffy.
Well, who's Darren? You know what? I can tell you're laughing at me. You can go straight deaf.
Phil Hendry.
Darren Duck? I don't...